Tempted by God, James, Lesson 2. This is taken from James 1, verses 12 through 20. I want to welcome you back to the study of James. In Lesson 1 of the study of James, we talked about how we should handle trials in our lives and how we should rejoice when facing difficulties. Not only should we rejoice in trials, but also in our station in life, whether rich or poor. People can solve most problems by holding to these truths. How much would our faith grow if we stopped worrying about all the minor life issues? Today's lesson in practical Christianity deals with temptation. We might ask ourselves, where does temptation come from in our lives? Is it all Satan? Does God tempt us? Perhaps we tempt ourselves. James starts this section with a promise to those who endure temptation. Unfortunately, it seems like temptation is almost a requirement for us to be approved. The following scripture says that we will receive the crown of life that God has promised those who love Him if we endure temptation. Listen to James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love Him. James promises us salvation, but in no way an easy road. Persecution and temptation are a part of a Christian's life. This idea holds to what Jesus says in John 15:20. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. But from where does temptation come? Who is to blame? Satan made me do it. Satan gets a lot of credit for evil things done by others. But is it Satan who tempts us to do wrong? The idea that Satan made you do anything goes against the doctrine of free will. It is you who decide to sin. Remember when Satan tempted Jesus? Satan offered him the things of this world that are attractive to men. Jesus answered each temptation from the scriptures. The point is that you have the choice to do something or not. In our blame game, we next turn to the idea that God made us do it or is in some way responsible for our sinful actions. We're tempted by God. Scripture is clear. We should never say that God tempts us. God always encourages us to do good, but He never makes us do His will. James makes it clear in the 13th verse, let none one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He Himself tempt anyone. So if Satan didn't do it and God didn't do it, who did? Is there some other character out in the world that makes us do bad things? No. As James lays out in the scripture of practical Christianity, he clarifies where our sin originates. None of us want to face the truth about our sins. Instead, we want to make excuses and lay blame on someone else. It is so much easier than accepting that we sin, and we alone are responsible for our actions. However, James clarifies that by saying that we carry the burden of our sinful nature, not someone else. In verses 14 and 15, he says, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Our desires are responsible for all our sins. We stand alone and can blame no one else. Every sin we commit is personal. It is our lie, our hurtful word, our dishonesty that is the sin. We could go on and never list all of our sins. In the 15th verse, he expands on our desires, telling us that sin is like childbirth. Our desire gives birth to sin, and the sin grows into death. He is speaking of spiritual death. The point is that it is not Satan, God, or anyone else that causes us to sin. We alone are responsible for our sins. The saddest part about our sins is that they often hurt others more than they do us. While our works are often sinful, the work of God is not. He is always seeking to bless us and give us gifts. While we need to recognize that all sin starts with our inward desires, God still blesses good and evil people. James makes it clear that every good and perfect gift comes from God. James says in verses 16 and 17, "Do not be deceived, my beloved children. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." God is never changing, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. James says there is no variation or shadow of turning. God is always there to bless us when we call upon Him. Those who have accepted salvation through Jesus Christ are unique people. The Word of God has changed us into the first fruits of His creation. We have become His adopted children. James says in verse 18, "Of His own will He brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of His creatures." Because of this special relationship with God, we have special responsibilities. We need to watch our conversations and control our temper. As Christians, we will face trials and temptations, and it is important how we respond. People will call us names and may try to hurt us. As James is writing this letter, believers were being persecuted all over the Roman Empire. They were losing property, and many lost their lives for their beliefs. James goes on in verse 19 and 20, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." I believe that we are entering a time when we will also be persecuted for our beliefs in Jesus and the one true God of creation. So we will need to listen carefully and be very careful what we say. It will be illegal to preach the whole truth, and churches will be closed where pastors fail to follow government rules. In addition, calling the breaking of God's laws sin will cause you to be labeled antisocial and may even be arrested for it. In our next lesson, James deals with how we respond to the words of God.